Podcasting on JerusalemCast.com.
Okay, Baruch Hashem now. I'm going to start now with Chafetz Chaim.
That's what Amar Yitzchak says.
He said the last part though, right?
Oh, so say like this. The Chafetz Chaim opens his introduction with a brief historical perspective. He says like this: Lashon Hara has the distinction of being the first sin ever committed. As we know that the serpent enticed Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge, and to accomplish its aim, the serpent utilized the classic Lashon Hara approach that's used even today. They should know that your boss is jealous of you. He's stunting your growth in the company, but you're really just as good as he is. In this case, the boss was Hashem. The serpent told Eve that all Hashem had to do to become the creator was to eat from the tree of knowledge. The serpent told Eve that all Hashem had to do to become the creator. All they have to do is just eat from the tree of knowledge and they'll become like Hashem. But as she was saying, Hashem doesn't want you to become the boss of the world. If you're going to eat from the tree, they'll become the boss of the world.
Competition.
And he doesn't want competition. He drew the logical conclusion that if Adam and Chava were to eat from that same tree, they'd become just like Hashem. Obviously, reasoned the serpent, Hashem did not want competition. This is why he forbade them from eating from the tree. This particular method which the serpent used was a combination of Lashkar and Rufil. He claimed that Hashem was not concerned with their interests, and Hashem was merely using a ploy to keep them from competing with him. We know all too well that the result of the serpent's words. Adam and Chava were banished from the Garden of Eden. Difficult toil to produce food became the lot of men, while childbirth pain became the lot of women. Death was also introduced to the world. On man's very first day on earth, Lashon Hara already demonstrated its destructive power. Chafetz Chaim says the following: one who speaks Lashon Hara attaches himself to a practice that destroys the world. The very first exile of the Jewish people is directly related to Lashon Hara. Chafetz Chaim states, the main reason for the Jews suffering in Egypt was Lashon Hara, because Yosef spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers. Therefore, heaven decreed that he be sold into slavery. Further in the Torah, we encounter an event of catastrophic proportion, and we suffer it from its consequences to this very day. The underlying cause of our present exile, the sin of the spies. The Talmud describes their sin as one of Lashon Hara. Such is the damage which Lashon Hara has wrought in our people's history. The first sin ever committed, the underlying cause of our mortality, and the catalyst which caused the Jewish people to be exiled to Egypt, and the cause of our exile today. With this powerful piece, Chafetz Chaim conclusively dispels the myth that Lashon Hara is relatively harmless.
Are you going to do the other side of the page?
Book only has one side. Look at this book. This book only has one side. Only has Chafetz Chaim. Doesn't have Shmuel Salashim.
No, you want me to give you the one
Shmuel
Salashim?
I'd rather do this one because the other one is too hard.
Okay.
I don't like that. I like this book better. To me, this book is better.
Okay.
Easier for me. The other book is very different. They took whatever. This is the Chafetz Chaim translated in English. This is what it said on top. A little translated in English. The other thing is very. They took a piece from the Chafetz Chaim. They on their own like. Whatever, it's fine, it's very nice. And to me, I like this better. I like Chafetz Chaim. Fine. Baruch Hashem, fine. Now, we'll start a new Mishnah today. Hashem, hopefully, we'll try to get it down. And we're going to request to slow it down. Fine, let's see the Mishnah, new Mishnah. On Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding Makas, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah. Hanan's ready. You ready for the new Mishnah? On the peanut gallery?
I'm missing the chorus of the meows.
Start now.
Zee Shenigmar Dina Ubara. A guy, he, who had a Shenigmar Dina, that it was finished on him, a judgment. What is it finished on him? He had a final verdict in a vesting. He had his final verdict, who Shenigmar, that it was finalized, Dina, his judgment. In a certain best that he should get killed. Ubarak. Ubarak means he ran away. Ubarak means he ran away. Ubarak, I said Bestin, and now he came in front of this Bestin again. He ran away. Bestin was planning on killing him. He told him, tomorrow we're killing you. He ran off. A week later, we stopped looking for him. He comes back and he tells Bestin, by the way, I'm the guy who ran away last week. But I want you to give me a retrial. I want to reappeal. That's what he said. Well, give me a retrial. I want you to try me again. This is what he said. What's the halacha? Halacha is, we don't listen to him. Eish sotri etzino. We do not contradict his judgment. Now, what is that supposed to mean? We don't contradict his judgment. Right? So what is Rashi? If you look at the Rashi at the top of the page, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, he came back specifically with Nei Eisei Bestin. In front of this Besta Shedit Chayeva that he became Chayev in, it, that they already obligated him to get killed. Ain't such a, we don't contradict. What do you mean we don't contradict? Rashi said, ain't such a lachzor to go back, Belisa, Belita, give and take. We don't start the whole process all over again. And because Ula Yizke, maybe he'll be a Homer, and maybe he'll come innocent this time. We don't retry it. So when the Mishnah says ain't such a, we don't contradict. What do you mean we don't contradict? We don't even, Rashi explained, we don't even open the case again to come to contradict our original verdict to kill this guy. We don't do that, so, you know, Mishnah says, we don't contradict the Rashi. We don't even put ourselves in a situation to contradict it. We don't start at all the whole process again.
Our school says reconsider.
Right, we don't reconsider, but the word literally means we don't, like, run, that would mean in English, we don't reconsider, we don't come out to contradict it. The word literally is stira, the contradiction. So, which means Rashi explaining also, it means we wouldn't like reconsider, we wouldn't start all over again and come to contradict the original verdict. Good? That's halacha number one. But of course, we said specifically, Rashi said also, specifically in that same court. We wouldn't retry them in the same court. We'll see in the Gemara. It seems to me that in a different court we will give him another chance. We'll see in the Gemara. That's halacha number one. Comes the next halacha, the Mishnah, and says the following. Call makam, every place, which every scenario. Shia amdu shnayim, the two people get up, they stand up to testify and best. The other way they say, the Eden on Uba Ish Plaini, we testify on the Ish Plaini, on so and so man, on this person, we testify. Shinig Martina, the best Ish Plaini, that he had a Gemaritan, he had a verdict given on him, in a certain best, the best Ish Plaini, and a so and so best. Uplaini, uplaini, and so and so and so, so Adab were his Aden. We were telling the whole story. We're saying that these are, this person, Ruvain, already had a verdict in a best state in a different city, and these are her, are his Aden. Allah is raised that Yahra. This person gets killed. I mean, even though this best state didn't give him a verdict of death, if these two witnesses say we testify he got a verdict of death on a different best state, and they say the Eidim, who the witnesses were, then we kill him. Yeah, it's interesting. Say, why does Mishnah have to say that they also have to say who the witnesses were? It's interesting. Just say, this guy had a verdict, and invested over this and this best, and he should get killed. Why is Mishnah saying he also has to say these and these were the Eidim?
Because there's still a chance that it becomes Zayim.
For who to become Zayim?
For the Eidim.
For which one? The second group or the first group?
One that he's telling them. These guys are the Aiden in the case in that basin. Now, two Aiden come in, that you guys couldn't have been there at that basin or at the scene of the crime. Then it also came
in. Oh, so you're saying me.
Give him a chance for a change in verdict.
For which guys? Apostle, they say that Tesla Jumpton said you're a tyrant, you're basic. That, we, that, these, that he said it on these Aiden. It's a little, maybe a little simple, a little different. He's saying these witnesses have to give us more information about the story because we want them, we want that they should be able to become Aiden Zayim.
We don't
want to.
Murder.
We don't want to murder. So the halacha that we always want the most information from these guys we can get in order that we can contradict them. We had a gemara earlier. We always try to save the guys getting killed. We don't want to kill people, right? want to save the guy who's in the box, right? So these guys have to speak out all their information, also who the Eidim were, because if they say we were in Yerushalayim with this and this Eidim, and then another two people come and say, well, what do you mean, you were with us somewhere else, then they become Eidim. Basically, these new Eidim were telling us that this guy got a Gemara Tinnit, they're a Bestin. We wanted them to give us a lot of information in order that we could contradict them and knock them out. That's it. And even though our Mishnah we only asked them the Eidim, the Rashash said, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, we answer much more information. We answer the times and everything. We answer a lot of information just in order that we could mess them up. That's interesting. That it's not good enough for them to tell us this guy got a Gemara Tinnit, a different Bestin. They also have to give us much more information to make sure that they're saying the truth.
Which ones are they trying to mess up?
Bestin wants to have the opportunity to mess up these new guys. Right. The new guys are coming to say, this guy had a Gemara Din. That's not enough for us. Tell us more information and more. We want to make sure you're saying, we're going to scrutinize every word you're saying to make sure you're saying the truth. We're going to drill you to the end of this.
Wouldn't they be bringing a document just like a...
No, Eidim don't need any documents. The Torah says Eidim are believed on their own. Nothing else. Eidim, no, this gives no
document. I'm saying it's like a document.
Yes, like it. That's it. The Torah says it's a document. Two Eidim are believed 100%. No papers, no nothing.
Money situation.
Right, in the money situation, two Eidim are exactly equal to a document. Exactly.
But what if those aliens were officers of the court?
Right, they were watching. There were two witnesses who were watching the other court case.
No, if you two officers of the court from
the first court,
just trying to track down the person who's escaped.
Right.
And so, besides being regular Aiden witnesses, they're carrying out their official duties.
Can that work? Basically, I think
that's... Yeah, the Sanhedrin, they could also do it. Could be, they could be the guy.
They bring him to another basin, two guys that were in the Sanhedrin.
Yeah, they also saw it. They could say, we were on the Sanhedrin. We saw him, because we were on the Sanhedrin. So we saw... Pastor says, we saw this guy.
Yeah, Rosh Chodesh, that if basin sees the Rabbanah, they get down, they stop being judges, and they become aiding the two other people to
there you need other people to judge them. You need someone else to judge them and say,
right. Well, they're not coming as judges now. They're coming as agents. So they
have to switch places.
Switch the roles.
You can do that. It's not a problem. So let them switch. Originally, they happened to be the guys. Now they're becoming agents. Yeah, they could be agents now. Yeah, they could. Possibly they could do it. He said that the Mishnah by says Rosh Chodesh, that that's the scenario. Here it doesn't say that's the scenario. He said the Mishnah Rosh Chodesh says that's the scenario. Here the Mishnah says there are two agents, but it could be. He said it could be the same scenario. Could be. Good. Fine. Next halacha. So the halacha number three for the Mishnah. Yeah.
If they cast off the second two, so what happens? The original
case. He also gets killed because he already got killed because he's the Chayav Misa anyways. We had a mission like that. Yeah. It could be the Edom Zomim get killed and the original guy gets killed. We had a mission like that. Oh, they're both getting killed.
But they can't. We cannot rely on their witnesses.
Yeah, because Nachon.
We'd have to find out if it's really true.
Nachon, if we know for sure for a different reason, then that guy really had a Gemara. Then he'll get killed for his reason, and they'll get killed for them. Nachon, correct. Halacha number three. Let's see, interesting halacha. Sanhedrin, Hedrus, Beim Ares, Beim Chos Laris. Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Ketano, of meaning a small bested, could be the custom is that we should make a court in Eretz Yisrael and in Chos Laris. Good? What type of Sanhedrin are we talking about over here?
23.
Not Sanhedrin of 71, of 20, right? In 71 was only the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The only place of the 71 was in the Lishkas HaKadosh, the Beis HaMikdash, there would be a Sanhedrin of 71. Everywhere else was 23. Good. So what it's called Sanhedrin Ketana, the small Sanhedrin. Like the Sanhedrin of Gedolim was 71. The big Sanhedrin, the small Sanhedrin is 23. Good? So we're saying that Sanhedrin, the small Sanhedrin, no, Hegas Ba'aretz Ubechutz La'aretz. We're knowing the custom is that we should establish that in Ba'aretz, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, Ubechutz in the land, Ubechutz La'aretz and Chutz La'aretz outside the land of Eretz Yisrael, outside Chutz La'aretz also they should have. Fine. Next halacha. Sanhedrin Ha'aregas Echad B'Shavua. Sanhedrin who kills once in 7 years. A lot of times the Mishnah says Shavua does not mean a week. It means 7 years. So Sanhedrin who kills it once, even one time in every 7 years, Nikris Chavlanas. They're called murderers, like a Chavlan, like a terrorist. They're a bunch of murderers. if they kill the guy once in 7 years, they couldn't find the schus, then they're destroyers.
Our scroll used destroyers, but is that because Sue and I were trying to cop why they used destroy? Is that because of the korban to destroy?
Well, where they got the word? I don't know where they probably like figured out a word that sounds like destroyers. I don't know, like the root word is chavlan, like a murderer, really. I guess destroyers, that's what they say, like a better term for English.
Destructors.
Fine. From Lez Ben Azariah, Omer, Echel Lishivim Shana. It's interesting with Lez Ben Azariah. He says once every 70 years, if somebody kills, the best in a court kills one guy within 70 years, they couldn't find a reason not to kill him. They're called murderers. I mean, they're too lenient. I'm sorry, they're too strict. They're too strict, and they're being too strict way more than the law demands, and they're murderers because they should have found some type of loophole that the guy shouldn't get killed. Fine, that's my colleagues between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chacham. Fine. Rav Tavir ben Akiva, Amri, Rav Tavir ben Akiva say the following. Ilu hayinu Sanhedrin, if we were on the Sanhedrin, right? Because they're already after the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because the Sanhedrin is only when the Beis HaMikdash was around. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, then you have the Sanhedrin, Eretz Yisrael, and the Chutz La'aretz. So they're already after the Korban. They're already in Babel. They're saying, Ilu hayit the Sanhedrin. If we would have been a Sanhedrin, lo nerag echam alam. No one would have ever got killed. We would always found the loophole for everybody. So they say we would be very... We ladies, we try to not, we will try to kill as least people as possible. Rav Shemuel said to them, you know what? They also, if they would have done this and never ever killed anybody, they are increasing the murderers in Klai Yisrael. Why? Because if you never ever kill anybody, so no one's scared to murder. Because Reuben knows, I can kill Shimon, I'll get away with it. Because I know Reuben Kiddin and Reuben Tarfon are sitting on the best thing. And they always find the loophole for everybody. It's going to come out that you think you're saving people's lives but not killing anybody. No, you're increasing murder. So by keeping the murderers alive, you're increasing more murder. Because now you're increasing the murderers to just get away with it, and guys are going to murder people. So it's interesting. Then we try and say we're going to decrease the murder because we're going to kill less people. So I'm like, no. By you killing less people, you're killing more people. Because by you keeping the murderers alive, you're killing more people. So not to be afraid to murder people. That way, so you keep terrorists alive, you're not saving people's lives, you're killing people. That's what he's telling you. Fine. Let's see Rashi. It's the third wide line in Rashi. Ilu hayinu, if we were b'yamim in the days, the Sanhedrin, danu dinu nefashas. If we would have been in the days that Sanhedrin actually carried out capital punishment, lo nerag ba adam, no person would ever got killed. The fire is like we explained in the Gemara. Shebadku esa edim, they would check, like bedika, they would check the edim bedavar. In something, shelo yadu, that they would not know lahashiv to answer. So how would they make sure every guy is innocent? Let's say Reuben really killed Shimon. We would ask the edim all these ridiculous questions they for sure can't answer. So we'll say, oh, you're not good testimony, and let the guy, the so-called murderer, off the hook. So they say, we would never kill anybody, because we would always find excuses, why we'll find the Edom, that we say, oh, they're not clear in the story. We'll ask ridiculous questions. The Edom couldn't be clear in the story. So that was what we say on that, with the first line, the Rashi's first narrow line, right? With Rav Shem Gamliel told them back, even if you would have done this, how you might you would increase the murderers. Why? Shaloyeru, they would not have any fear. Like Yira, be bested for bested. They're not going to fear bested anymore. So you think you're helping out because you're not. You know you're letting the murderers go. You're letting murderers free. No, you're increasing murder. Because now, because we want they can do much more murder. You're killing more people. That's why.
Did you do the first Rashi in the Mishnah?
The first Rashi. I did it while I was real. Read it again. Let's see the first Rashi. The fourth we say. We said that if you had a Gemara Din a verdict in this bested. This bested doesn't reach Ryan. What does Rashi say? L'shnei Isa bested. If you go in front of this bested, Shedes Chayevai, which you were obligated in, which they already consider you guilty, Eitz Isrin, we don't contradict. Rashi says, what does that mean? We don't contradict Lachzar, so we don't go back, Belisa, Belitin, to give it a take, Ula Yitzke, maybe he'll be innocent, maybe he'll merit to be innocent, maybe he'll have a zechut, maybe he'll be innocent. We don't go back and forth again.
Lisa
is like Masa, like business is called Masa Umata. Masa is like the carry, which means to take, and Lita is to give. It's like to take and give. I'm not going to start basically doing a back and forth again with you. We're not going to retry you. We're just going to leave it, whatever happens. If you're guilty, you're guilty. So those are halachas. We said a bunch of halachas in our Mishnah, right? We said, if you run away, we don't retry you in that best thing. Two people could come and say that this guy was already guilty in another best thing. So Sanhedrin is an Eretz Yisrael and a Chutz La'aretz. It says Sanhedrin who kills one in 7 years, one in 7 years is called a killer bested. And then Rabbi Tavra Mekibu said, we would never kill anybody. Shem Galiel said, you're going to cause more murder. You're not saving people's lives. You're killing more people because by you not killing the murderers, you'll be much more murder. Fine. That's the mission. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says it's a deal. L'fnei is the best in who the Ein Saisu. In front of that, this best thing that the person originally was trying, that's when we don't contradict, we don't retrial the guy, we don't give the guy, we don't let the guy like reappeal, we don't let start over again. Ha, but lefnei bestin acher, in front of a different bestin, we would go back and reconsider. We're making a dika of the Mishnah. It was the Mishnah say, if you look at the Mishnah carefully, if we go back to our Mishnah, what it say? What we let's look back at our Mishnah. What is it saying? He had a verdict and he ran away. He came back in front of this vesting. The same vesting. That's why we don't reconsider. For the fact that Mishnah said only this vesting seems to mean if you go in front of a different vesting, then we do believe that we would reconsider and start the trial over again. Hanani, it's good?
Yeah, I don't think
how
it's
going.
What?
It's good. What? What was the question? Fine. If, so in front of this bastion, that's when you don't reconsider. But in front of bastion, we would. So that's what it's mashma from. That's what it seems to tell us from the beginning of our mission, from the ratio of our mission. Bahatani seifa, but it's taught in the seifa, meaning the sof in the end of our Mishnah. What does it say? It sounds not like that. What does it say? Kol makom. Any case, any scenario. Sheyavdu shnayim, two people stand up. The yomer they say meidin anu es ishpani. We testify on so and so. Shenigmar dina that he had a verdict for best in plenty of plenty. Uplani such a best in plenty. In a best in uplani uplani eda. And this and this person were the eda. Hareza nara. And you do get killed. What the end of it? What a second case of the Mishnah say? If two of them come back to another best thing. It's a different bestin, and they say, they come to B'nai Brak and they say, this guy, Reuben, was already had a verdict to get killed in a court in Yerushalayim. What is Allah? What is Allah? The bestin of B'nai Brak kills him. What does that sound like? There's no second chances for this guy. The B'nai Brak bestin kills him, you know, let's start all over again, let's look into it. Sounds like whatever happened in Yerushalayim happened. Beginning of our Mishnah sounds like, when don't you start if we're in Yerushalayim? And the guy got a verdict to get killed, and he ran away. He can't go back to the same court Yerushalayim and say, "Oh, by the way, I want to, you know, I want you to start all over, retrial, start me all over again." There's no such thing. But it sounds. But if he wants to go to a different court, let's say in B'nai Brak, sound like he could. That's what sounds like from the beginning of the Mishnah. For the next case of the Mishnah, what it say? If two Edom come to B'nai Brak and they say this guy already got a verdict Yerushalayim to get killed, it says automatically we kill him. We see, we say we don't give him a second chance in B'nai Brak. So it seems to be a contradiction from one case in our mission to the other case. It seems to be a contradiction. Let's read the Gemara again inside. Let's see how the Gemara says. Lefnei Oisei Best. Let me open the window. Lefnei Oisei Best in front of that Best in who Deloi the Ein Saisrin. In front of this Best in Yerushalayim, this is where we don't reconsider retrial. How Lefnei Best in Achar, but in front of a different Best, let's say in B'nai Brak. Soichet, it sounds like we would reconsider and retrial him. But Hatani Seifa, what we learned in the Seifa, in the end of our mission in the next case, what does it say? Kol makam, every scenario, Sheyamdu Shnayim. Two people get up. But here when they say, Me'idin Anu Be'ish Plaini, we testify to certain men. Shindig Ma'adu Be'best in Plaini, that he had a guard in Yerushalayim. Uplani, Edom, and so on. So with the Edom, Harizan, we automatically kill him. Which sounds like we don't give him a second chance in the best Ibn Ibrahim, we don't retrial him. Amar Abaye, like Kasha. Here's an amazing Gemara. It's not a question. Why? Kam Beretz Yisrael, Kam Chutz La'aretz. This case that you tell you don't give him a second trial was if the original case where he was already in Eretz Yisrael and a Sanhedrin Eretz Yisrael already passes him to get death, you can't go back. Now you go. He goes to America. The American courts don't have a right to retrial him. Too bad. If two witnesses come and say we were in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, this guy already passed him. He's saying he's finished. We don't know second chances. However, if Kama Chutz La'aretz, if your first court was a Chutz La'aretz, if your first time he was in Albany, and now he came to Eretz Yisrael, so even if the Sanhedrin Albany told him that you're Chayim Misa, you deserve to get killed, too bad. Eretz Yisrael, we come, we'll give you a second chance. We're going to start the court, let's go. Witnesses start the whole thing, all of us start from scratch. Why? The Tani, like we learned it in Braisa, Rehuda Ben Dustai, Aymer, Rehuda Ben Dustai, said, Mishomer, 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 in the name of Rav Shem and Shetach, Barak my Eretz L'Chutz La'aretz. If he ran, he escaped from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Ain't Sa'i Shrenesina. We don't reconsider his trial. If he was in Eretz Yisrael and we trialed him, he ran to Chutz La'aretz. We don't reconsider his trial in Chutz La'aretz. Right? However, if it's May Chutz La'aretz, he was from Chutz La'aretz in Albany, then he ran away La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Then Sa'i Shrenesina, we do reconsider his name. Why? What's the magic reason? The Pnei Schusa Shalit Yisrael. Because of the merit of Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? What does that mean exactly? Because of the merit of Eretz Yisrael. What is the top Rashi in the Gemara? The first Rashi in the Gemara said. Let's see, Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara. The Pnei Schusa Shalit Yisrael. Rashi says, Ulai, maybe, Tayel will help him, the Schusa of Eretz Yisrael, the merit of coming to Eretz Yisrael will help him. Limzul to find for him Pesach Shal Schusa opening of a Schusa of a merit for him. Could be in Chutz La'aretz. He killed a guy. You know, he did a lot of other things wrong in his life, so he deserved to get killed anyways. Could be, even though we could have found him to be innocent, he didn't really kill Shimon. That's it. Pesach said, Yuchayim, he said, anyways, we gotta kill you. But now the guy came to Eretz Yisrael, he has an extra mitzvah on him, he came to Eretz Yisrael, he has the merit of Eretz Yisrael protecting him now. Maybe we'll open up new doors, Rashi, open up a Pesach, open up a new door for Bestin. And that's Yisrael to find why he's really innocent and he's not guilty. It's supposed to the fact that he came to Eretz Yisrael. It's supposed to he's in Eretz Yisrael. It's amazing. The guy's a guy. If it could be a guy's really high and misty. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, he's supposed to get. He's in America in Albany. He's supposed to get killed. And which means, if in this world he's supposed to get killed, that means in the next world also they pass and he should get killed. If in this world the best guy decides to get, he's getting killed, it means the Shemaim also they're saying he should get killed. However, now that the guy came to Eretz Yisrael now, maybe Shemaim also say, you know what? He has a merit now. So he doesn't deserve to get killed anymore. He has the merit and the protection of Eretz Yisrael to protect it. So we'll open, you know, put a light bulb in the judge's eyes and say, you know what? Maybe the reason why all the evidence isn't exactly perfect, and maybe this guy doesn't deserve to get killed. Which means, since in Shemaim, he has a schus of Eretz Yisrael now. They decide he shouldn't get killed. They'll put it to the mind of the judges now, a reason that this guy should really be innocent and we shouldn't kill him. That's what Gemara said. So if he went from Eretz Yisrael, he downgraded, say, you have no chance. If you're supposed to get killed in Eretz Yisrael, you're sure getting killed now. No chance. If the guy was in the Chutzah, he's really high in Misa. He did a lot of Averis there. He came to Eretz Yisrael now, and Shemaim, they'll find a reason why he shouldn't be high in Misa, why he shouldn't be put to death. It's an amazing Gemara, especially for us who are trying to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Chutzah of Eretz Yisrael protects us from getting killed. Fine. That is this Gemara. Well, next Gemara. Moving right along. We said in our Mishnah that we make a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. That's our Mishnah said. Make a Sanhedrin, a small court, a small Sanhedrin, in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Now, our Mishnah says, Mina hei memin, Mina hani min. From where are these words? What's the source that the Mishnah knows it from? Where is the source of the Torah that we know that there's an obligation for us to make a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz? Which seemingly, the question is, that if you read the Torah says, Bisharecha. Bisharecha usually means in your gates. Right? The Pasuk says, Bisharecha. So Bisharecha says, in your gates. So what does it mean in your gates? It's usually when it says your gates, it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. So how do we know that you also need a Sanhedrin Ketana in Chutzlaretz? Meaning, we're not asking how you know you need a Sanhedrin, because that's really a pasuk, like the Gemara is going to bring down. But one, how do you know in Chutzlaretz also you need a Sanhedrin? That we're responsible, it's an obligation to make Sanhedrin. The Tanu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon taught, so how the pasuk in Devar, in Bamidbar, in this pasuk from in the Bamidbar, Parak Lam and Hey, pasuk Chavtas, says the following. V'hayu eila, and these should be for you lachem, for you chukas mishpat, for a judgment, l'dar sech of your generations. So really, they bring down, it's really for the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk really says, the mishpat sechem in your dwellings. That's the pasuk. If you have fancy gemaras, you can see on the side, by pasuk aleph, it says, v'hayu eila lachem l'chukas mishpat, l'dar sechem, v'chol mishpat sechem in all your dwellings, wherever you are. Wherever you're dwelling, even in Chutz La'aretz, wherever you're sitting, wherever a group of Jews are dwelling, you should make a Sanhedrin, you should make these judges. So we learn from here, Lamanu.
So where do all the mitzvot in the Noach? You know, it's a Sanhedrin, but there should be a Beit Din.
Right, that's one of the seven mitzvot.
It's okay.
But how do you know, first of all, how do you know that, what's it called, that in Chutz La'aretz, I don't know. The way he wants to know.
The Noach is all over the world.
I'm not sure, I don't
know.
I'm saying, Nachon, it could be a hint, they're right. It could be three judges. I don't know. How do you know it's three Sanhedrin? He was saying Sanhedrin.
No,
Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin.
So you're right, Nachon, there is a hint. If you have to say there is a hint, you need something already, because we need to know one of the seven mitzvahs from Noach are to have judges. But it could be.
Kalvachom that we should have.
For sure we should have, true, it's true, but tomorrow so.
Kalvachom
you come on. Nachon, you're right. So Kavachom we should have. Could be the Gemara wants to know here, how do you know you need a Sanhedrin? Well, the way the Mefor Rishonim say here more here is, the Torah says here, B'sharecha. B'sharecha sounds like specific mitzvah only for Eretz Yisrael. So that's what they say over here. Did we not understand who says this? So they say, how do you know, the main Gemara's question, how do you know also in Chutz La'aretz? That's Gemara's main question. Because in our... What?
Kol Shalom.
So it says here, even though it says Kol Sharecha, it says still Sharecha usually refers to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Rashi and Chumash said, "B'chol mashmatechem," adds me that it means also in Chutz La'aretz. That's the Gemara's answer. Nachon, you're right. It could be already there are hints that you do. You definitely, Rabbi Yaakov was saying, it could be the fact the halacha that you need a judges for sure. You already see from the halacha the seven Noah commandments for sure for Jews. Nachon, and even more, the Mefarshim say here, this we already have a pasuk in the Torah that tells me. El lachem chukat mishpatim udorchem says shoftim shoftim b'chol sharecha. The upsuk of the Torah, but since it says sharecha. It sounds like an old your gates specifically sound like it's only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara answers no. The Chol Moshvatachem teaches me also in Chutz La'aretz also. Nachon, you're right. Oh, so now the Gemara says Im Kain Mata Olar Bisharecha. So why do they say that Bisharecha? The pasuk of Bisharecha, the Gemara's understanding, sound like in your gates. In your gates specifically seems like in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara is learning. I don't know exactly why, but if you think of Shema also, Chol, I'm sure. Bisharecha, also with here also, this is about halacha. Bisharecha means specifically when you're in your gates. You're referring to when you're in our gates of Eretz Yisrael. When we're in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know exactly why. That's what it seems like for me. What?
The law omed. Lama? Ki amar v'dvar sham v'man galut. Ein shilton, ein rivyon. As omer shekol zman sheish galut.
We said earlier, we're talking specifically in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Only with Nachon. I don't know. Or it means not a chil. They bring down a fire, it's not a chil. Not a chil. To make Sanhedrin. That's what it seems like. Right, make a small thing. Good. Fine. So what are we saying here? So we're saying over here that what? Say, Imkei Matam Lam Bisharecha. If so, why say Bisharecha? I mean, the pasuk sounds funny. It says, first of all, tells me, make it in your gates, which sounds like only in Eretz Yisrael you need a Sanhedrin. Then the other pasuk tells me, B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, in all your dwellings, which seems like even out of Eretz Yisrael. So why the first pasuk tell me, only in your gates, which seems like to tell me only in Eretz Yisrael? So it sounds like there is a difference. There's still a difference. There's much more of halacha that makes Sanhedrin in. The halacha applies much more in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz La'aretz. Bisharecha, when you're in your gates in Eretz Yisrael, at the Moshe Batei Dinim. You should like sit. You should place Batei Dinim. B'chol establish. B'chol plach uplach. B'chol ir v'ir. In every, let's say in America, we say in every state and in every city. I'm sure there's better words for it, but plach uplach is like a bigger province, and also every small city.
Municipality.
Fine. Municipality. At the Moshe b'chol plach uplach, only in every, let's say, municipality. The iyah at the Moshe b'chol ir, you don't need every single city. Which means in Eretz Yisrael, you put much more Batei Din. Which means like this. The first Alan Pazik tells me, make Sanhedrin in your city, in your gates. Which sounds like in Yerushalayim. Which means in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha to make in the bigger places. And also the smaller places, also, right? Not just like in every municipality, not just every state, every city, also, you'll need also, in all the smaller parts, also, in every, you'll need a Sanhedrin. But in Chutz La'aretz, you only need it every, let's say, in every bigger place, in every borough, I don't know what you call it. Call it whatever you like.
Region.
So, in Eretz Yisrael, you need much more about the Sanhedrin than in Chutz La'aretz. Fine, let's see. Rashi, what did Rashi say? Mechol Plach, Plach, Rashi says, Placha parhechia. I don't know exactly. Rashi like trying to explain what exactly a placha is.
Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi.
I mean, do the first. I don't know the Shirachah.
Plach. I don't know exactly what placha is.
Yeah,
do the Shirachah.
Yeah,
do the Shirachah.
Like a state or part of the state. Fine, state. I don't know exactly what the difference between a state and a year. But let's say it's plach. The state and the year is a city. Plach. Mechol plach. What did Rashi say?
Mechol.
City
and it's
surrounding.
It's surrounds that are that belong to the city.
Right.
That's a plach.
Like suburbs.
Yeah. The suburbs, fine, like a region.
Suburbs of farm country is
plach means is as more as a region, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's every single plach is more the bigger part, and the ear is every small city. Fine. Every state, every country has their own words. Yes, that which
rather. I mean, you have here also, you have a city court, you have a district court, and then you have the Supreme Court.
Fine. Call it county, and yes. Every county, and every city.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Fine. Let's see. Rashi, matam lo b'sharecha. Rashi, if so, why does it say shiv sharecha? And Rashi, it's referring to a different pasuk. Shavti v'shatrim tita lecha v'chul v'gavim. Meaning, we originally were in the pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Hey. Abhay v'chal elu kukat v'shal recha. Also, the Gemara came also from a question from Rashi telling us from the Gemara. That's from the pasuk in Devarim Tazayin. Now, there it says shavti v'shatrim tita lecha v'chul. She put judges and like policemen in all your cities. Fine. So then we said, Ata Moshiv, Ata Chayiv, Moshiv, Rashi specifically, in Eretz Yisrael, you're Chayiv, you're obligated, Moshiv, B'chol Plach Plach. B'chol, Rashi, Plach Amarechi, in Eretz Yisrael, the obligation is to put a Sanhedrin in the bigger part, in the county, and in the cities. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's only in the county, in the bigger districts, and not in every small city. Fine. What do we say in our Mishnah? We say in our Mishnah. What do we say in our Mishnah? We say in our Mishnah, if a Beis Din kills once in every 7 years, or in every 70 years, they're killed. They're considered a killer Beis Din, right? That's what we said. Beis Din who kills once in 7 years, or once in 7 years, either seven or seventy years, they're called a killer Beis Din. Wasn't why it's questioning. Where is the question here? Go to where's the question now. What if you kill achas l'shivim shan? Let's say you killed once in 70 years. Nikra chavlanis, are they called the killer Beis Din, or that's the normal way of the land? Which means, are you allowed to have up to one in 70 years, or are you not allowed to have anything? Meaning, what our Mishnah says? Our Mishnah says,
if you kill one time in 7 years, you're called a
killer Beis Din. Destroyed. So one of that means it's so one in 70 years is. I don't mean this, from our Mishnah. I thought it was Masha. I would think it would seem one in 70 years. You're already a killer. But our Gemara seems to say we don't know. We're not sure. What if you kill only once in 70 years? Are you killers, or that's once in 70 years is okay? Gemara says teiku. Teiku means we leave it unanswered. Some people say it's like an acronym, but Eliyahu Navi will answer it. Tishvi Yitar, it's Kushis Beis. Eliyahu Navi will answer it for us. But the Gemara says we don't know. The Gemara says we leave it unanswered. Take it means we leave it unanswered. The Gemara doesn't answer if you kill once in 7 years, if that's a problem or not. Fine. Now, what time is it over here?
12 o'clock.
Fine. Let's try. Everybody says, make a CM tomorrow. On the first paragraph, Hashem. Make a CM tomorrow, Hashem.